Our series, A More Perfect Union, aims to show us that what unites us as Americans is far greater than what divides us. We introduce you to a group of families first brought together by the unique bond their children share. Now they all share a special tradition. Anna Werner shows us it's as meaningful to these parents as it is for their kids.
Well, how is it that 10 kids from 7 families in 5 states across the country have one common bond? We met up with them all in Austin, Texas, for their not-so-traditional family reunion.
The Tykes from Texas.
After we get it up there.
And the Laos from California.
How many days are we going to be there?
Are prepping for their annual reunion.
Here we come. We're on our way.
But in this family, none of the adults are related. It's the kids who are all half brothers or sisters. All 10 are genetically related and have a special nickname.
I'll usually say, oh, we're going to the dibbling reunion. The what?
Diblings, or donor siblings, because their parents, strangers originally, all chose the same sperm donor. A man single mom Tara Goldstein selected because she says,
I wanted someone with height, and I also wanted someone really good at math, because that's not one of my strongest skill set.
Goldstein gave birth to Molly in 2012, but soon realized her daughter would have no siblings.
She was going to be an only child, and that made me a little sad. I knew that if there was an opportunity to find some blood relatives, I didn't want to deny her that opportunity.
Then she visited the Donor Sibling Registry, a website where parents can share information about their donors, and found her daughter had half siblings around the country. This extended family now includes 2 families from New York, 1 from New Jersey, 2 families from Texas, 1 in Colorado, and 1 in California.
It began slowly, like exchanging pictures and seeing how much the kids looked alike, and it was just, it was uncanny.
Now the parents bring their 10 children, in ages ranging from 3 to 5, together every year.
And so do you see things from your kids to the other kids? You go, oh, that's so similar.
Oh, yeah, personality traits. You see some of them are so different, but they're so much the same.
Jamie Lynn Sergi says that natural kinship has been crucial for her 5-year-old son, Michael, who has autism.
Yeah!
He doesn't always connect well with other kids. He's the brightest little boy in the world, but he just has that connection issue.
Yet he found an immediate connection with his half-brother from across the country.
Look.
5-year-old Mason.
That's a brother bond. That's not a friend bond.
So what's it done for the two of you to have this?
It definitely gives you a peace of mind, anything he has towards maybe having 2 moms or going, you know, without a dad. He'll have these other 9 children to have his back.
Today, the bond has become more than biological for families who started off separated but became one.
Tell me what you like about seeing each other every year.
It's great.
Why?
Because we love each other.
I just feel that it's really important for families like ours to kind of be proud of what we've done. It's not perfect, but it's love.
Well, the donor sibling registry that the families used to connect has more than 60,000 members. And now these siblings have an open donor, which means when they turn 18, they can contact him, he has said, if they choose. And at that point, he may find out that there's a whole family group linked to him.
Wow, he's quite fertile, Mr. Man. But I love the thing, diblings. I love that, the sentiment of that. She said it may not be typical, but it is love. It's a different kind of family, which is very nice.
I believe they made a movie on a similar concept.